You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
This evening, Cocktail Corner brought to you by Jägermeister.
Jägermeister!
Turn it up a little bit.
Tell you what, Gwilym, I secretly love Jägermeister.
It gets a bad rap.
I feel like it's been cheating on us. It's been cheating on BFM with other radio stations. Why hasn't it come home to BFM?
Hey, man. Hey, it's not my brand, but I got the bottle in. That's the way I look at it.
I'm looking for a nip of Jägermeister and then off to bed.
It is technically designed for having as an after dinner refreshment.
Did you hear John's idea that kind of just got like everyone sort of glided over it?
What was
that? A good idea.
Shots of Jäger?
I think that's what he said. Everyone heard it. But
I think we may need to ask for an assistant to get 4 shot glasses then.
It's the absolute it's the way to ingest it, isn't it?
It's the number one.
It is the way the brand intends it to be ingested now. But sadly, Carlos, if you're listening, I'm sorry, it's not at negative 18. We're going to do room temp Jägi.
The thing is with Jägi, I don't care. At room temp, you can do Jägi.
I prefer room temp Jägi.
I'd rather it chilled.
But the brand likes it chilled.
Is Carlos the brand? Who's Carlos?
Carlos is the brand manager for Jägermeister.
What I enjoy about Jägermeister.
Our position. Congratulations, Carlos.
Is Jägermeister just steps it up for everyone? It's like, all right,
it's a leveler.
All right, everyone.
It's a leveler.
Put your dancing shoes on.
Is this what it says in the speech bubble, like next to Jägermeister? What does it say?
Put your dancing shoes on.
What else does it say? Let's get weird. We're off to bed. What?
There's something about Jägermeister which is just like petrol on the fire.
Let's just get weird. It's a let's get weird kind of thing.
The West has taken it and run with it, basically. That's what we're talking about.
Exactly. But it's not only the West, it's everywhere.
That was a great little wax on Jägermeister, guys. I think we've covered that.
I just love how we even have one Jägermeister branded shot glass, fam. Mm.
Oh, it looks chilled.
All right, let's put these bad boys down. History. Let's do this.
That is a big bottle.
I was did think about bringing a Megameister, but I thought that was probably going to be overkill.
Jägermeister, the drink that doesn't
What's
know
a
its own name at all.
Megameister is a 1.8 liter, which comes with a party pump.
Are we doing
which...
a one at a time Jägermeister shot?
No, I'm just pouring
responsibly.
Them,
by the way,
yep. I like the Jigger shot.
Smells
glass.
A little bit like medicine. Yeah,
I regret this idea. By the way, we should have just let it glide. Damn it,
sucker.
There we go. We spilled some on the BFM bar as well.
Sticky.
I do want to see what it's like with Parrot Dog. Just chasing it now.
To be honest, like it's the whole point of this was originally they'd put it in beer
responsibly.
Okay, well you've got a shot. Gwilym has got a little shot.
I think that.
Oh look, man, that is full.
Sometimes I use the word responsibly like an eraser.
All right. Okay, all right. If these are so full, I don't know if we can chink them, but
that's
we can
the
all
best
look
way
at each other.
The idea is to look at each other and then drip a little bit on the bar.
I can't even cheers them.
Yeah. Cheers, everyone.
It's a tasty treat right there.
You looked at me like I owe you like $50-something. Mm.
See how easy that is to shop?
It's great warm.
So easy.
Off to bed.
Okay. All right, carry on, everyone.
All right.
What's next?
So we're going to be doing a little riff today on a classic cocktail that came out of New York in the mid-2000s, a thing called a paper plane. But we're gonna turn up the volume on this. Normally, you just use a bit more low-key bitters, but we're going to use Jägermeister.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of using a normal lemon, we're going to do lime, make it a little bit crisper, break that up a bit. So first things first, we're going to do 20 mils of lime per cocktail.
What? Mm. That's a funny little color.
Look at that lime juice.
Uh-oh. Ooh, yeah.
We're having a spilly day.
There you go.
It's okay.
We have to wipe that bad boy down.
The desk will soak that right up,
it's
man.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to put 20 mils per drink of Jägermeister in there. So, you know, this is one of the two bitter components in this lovely drink.
My Jägermeister is feeling really nice in my tummy, actually.
Tell us about Jägermeister, Gwilym. So, what's the history of Jägermeister?
So Jägermeister is a very, very old ship from colonial times that
How did you know that he would know?
I don't know, he just knows about these.
Sorry, keep going about the ship.
But no, to be completely honest, it's not. So Jägermeister is a... basically, Master Jägermeister is an alpine herbal liqueur from Germany. And originally the whole point of it was the thing you had after your dinner. You'd have to fortify your beer when you're going out hunting. So when you'd be out hunting, it's a lot easier to carry a flask of that than it is to carry a barrel of beer.
Right.
So you'd have that and you get back and you drink your beer and you're like, oh, this beer is a bit weak. Pour some Jägermeister in it.
Re-up.
And you'd re-up it and smash it. But yeah, basically, herbal health tonic designed to keep you warm slash get you boozed.
Okay, so
yeah,
pop a little bit of my beer.
Jägermeister for the win.
Yeah, so it's Jägermeister and beer.
What does it say? Rich in vitamin C.
Yeah,
it's B vitamins.
Oh man, responsibly.
It's up there with the old school campaign of Guinness is good for you.
Well, so, now you've got a nice little brown looker here.
Got a little bit of bourbon going in this bad boy. So we've got some Old Forester.
Our friend Old Forester.
We haven't seen this one in a while, actually. Yeah. So this bad boy
is that the tagline?
Not since
Old Forester.
Not since
it's
the
been
cocktail
a while.
Keg, I feel.
So that was a good time. That was a good time.
It's been a while.
It wasn't as bad as the Southern Comfort cocktail keg. That was second cocktail.
Has any alcohol got cheers? Like, for real?
Cheers.
Old Forester, cheers.
Oh, man, who's got cheers?
All right, so now we're going to add a bit of a lighter bit as we've got a bit of Peychaud's Aperitivo kicking in here. So a little Italian number.
Trademark.
So we've got some Americans, we've got some Germans, we've got some Italians, we've got some Mexican lime juice.
John's putting the bourbon on the nose.
Man,
it's so vanillary.
So bourbon.
That's so bourbon volume one, two,
so
or three.
Articulate-y. Oh, that's a little bit not my buzz, though, eh, bourbon?
It's not in there. You just felt like a teenager.
A little
then,
bit,
didn't
yeah.
You
like flashbacks.
Did. You did. It's weird how bourbon is so teenage. Drink responsibly.
That was rum for me, eh?
God. That eraser is rubbing thin, eh? Campari on the nose.
Yeah, it's like baby Campari.
Oh, it's a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, baby Campari.
People are enjoying the...
There's a certain Italian spirit vibe going on at the moment, you know what I mean?
Oh, this smells fantastic, by the way. This is great.
It's great.
What's it called?
It's Peychaud's Aperitivo.
It's one of our favourites.
Lovely. Yeah.
So.
That's going to make it fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit lively, a little bit crazy. So we've got some chilled flutes here because we're going to make classy.
Everybody
classy
heard you just
today.
Seal up a shaker. I feel like you're going
to. Oh, yeah.
For a shake.
We're going to go for a shake. Oh, a second.
I've got
a second.
Some volume here. I've got some volume. Really good.
All right.
Jimmy Ponder in your ear.
How good is Jimmy Ponder just quite?
5395, do you have any Jägermeister memories you'd like to share with us?
Jäger. Quick shake.
Oh yeah, we don't want to overshake this bad boy.
Quick shake. Okay.
This is a sophisticated number because it's going into like a tall wine champagne flute.
But you can serve it over the rocks, you can put anything you want. Mm. So just to recap what's in here, we've got 20 mils each of Jägermeister, Old Forester Bourbon, Peychaud's Aperitivo, and some lime juice.
Mm.
Nom,
fine straining this bad boy just to pull out any icy chunks.
The colour is like sort of the red and the yellow and peach mixed together.
Almost like a cola colour, one might say, or cola lolly bottle colour. You know, I'm talking about those little cola lolly things.
I keep forgetting about the Jägermeister with this drink. It's going to be like a little sitch in there, just danking it up a little bit.
Kind of looks like Bloody Mary, actually.
Or cough syrup.
Lean!
Is there lean in the Sprite
now,
can?
Now, would you chuck a garnish on this?
No garnish.
This is just straight horsepower sort of cocktail.
What's coolest, cruising around with no garnish or cruising around with a garnish?
Depends
it's
kind of
cool
vibe.
Having no garnish. It's like,
it's
what
tough.
Are you drinking? Like,
it's tough.
Like, it's sometimes I feel like I want a garnish, sometimes I feel like I don't want a garnish. If a garnish isn't going to add anything, though, fuck it.
Mm.
All right, feed the backs, John.
Okay. Here you go, big hungry. Big thirsty.
Thank you very much.
Quillum.
So Uji.
Cheers.
You can smell the Jaeger on the nose.
It's a good time, eh?
Pinky out, I reckon, on this one.
Mm.
Don't be afraid
also,
to let
I am
it fly,
getting
lads.
The bourbon.
It's a good time.
Tasting the alcohol going to my mouth on this one.
This is another one of those drinks where the citrus is really sitting front and centre. Tying it all together. And it's really easy to drink, and I would drink this in two skulls.
It's a weird little drink, though, by the way.
It's quite punchy, eh? So sort of based off of a cocktail called The Last Word, which is normally gin, maraschino, and gentian.
I like it. It sort of looks like a really, really articulate beer. Like the head you've got on here is quite nice.
Mm, we try.
It feels like a sophisticated drink as well. Like if it's like something with horsepower.
I just said articulated, so it's definitely doing something.
It's. Do you feel like it's making you classier by holding it?
Do you want to read some books?
Pinky well on out, and the Jimmy Ponder on the radio.
Jimmy Ponder would totally vibe one of these, I reckon.
Definitely. Hollow body guitar.
bit of Jimmy Ponder right here. But this isn't named, guys, so if anyone's got any nifty names, we always love a good name on the BFM Cocktail Corner.
It's good.
Text on into 5395. Name this drink. It's got Jägermeister. It's got a little bit of that bitter red drink that people like, and some bourbon in there.
This reminds me of Golden Dawn for some strange reason. You know, if you went to Golden Dawn, can I have a cocktail? And they're like, oh, what are you into?
I once DJed Golden Dawn. I probably played this record, John. You might have been there.
So you guys into Bossa Nova or nah?
Mm. When it's Cocktail Corner, of course.
It's a very Golden Dawn cocktail.
R.I.P.
I'll take that as a very strong compliment. Shout out Matt Crawley. Shout out Big Popper. But yeah. So anyone got any good ideas? If not, shot Jägermeister.
Someone said 50 Shades of Brown.
It is
50
it,
Shades it, of Brown. That's pretty on the money.
How can you see this?
Who's in the office
what
right now looking
see?
At this?
How many herbs are in Jäger?
56.
56.
Fuck, that's
56 shades of brown.
Are any of those like in limited supply? Are they gonna
They don't tell you, it's all secret, man.
All this needs, I reckon, is a wedge of orange. If you put this in a tumbler...
If we stick around long enough, we're going to start putting holes in it.
So. Tumbler, on ice, wedge of orange, and boom, you'd be away.
You'd drink it faster, bro, you'd be on the floor. Mm. You'd be on the floor in 20 minutes, tops.
All right.
I'm going to call this the rusty bitch.
Wow. Just wow.
Bitch.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.